Let's go ahead and start.
All right. That's the first question. There's the first question. There you go. Found out in the seventh hole. I was playing golf this morning at McGregor Downs Country Club, and I was golfing with actually some of the band members from Kid Rock, and I got a phone call. And I paused for a second because I recognized the number. It was a 624 number, which was a office number. So I had a feeling it was someone important, so I picked it up. It was Peter Chiarelli, and he just basically informed me that through small talk right off the bat, because I knew it wasn't good when your general manager called you in the summer, that that I was traded, and obviously it was pretty happy news to hear that it was back to Carolina. And he knew it, too. I mean, he conveyed to me that he wasn't going to look to trade me to any other place other than Carolina, so it's worked out well. Anybody else? Shoot away.
We're pretty comfortable to come back here.
Very. You know, my my family obviously is pretty familiar with Carolina. We've been here since 2001. We've made it our permanent home, and you know, it's easy transition right now for us.
Transitioning back into the system, really, you know, the system very well.
Yeah. I know the majority of the players, the core group of players that exist in this locker room, is pretty similar to the one that was here in 2006. So. You know, obviously you have to get yourself acclimated to some of the partners you might have. Pickens new to me, Corvo's new. Andrew Albert isn't, played with him in Boston, so there's some familiarity here.
How lucky would you be paired with Pickens? How do you feel about that?
Coaching decisions? I mean, I'd be happy to play with anybody. You know, the fact that given the opportunity right now to play here back in Carolina, just tell me where I need to be and I'll be there.
Catch you off guard.
That's an understatement. You know, you go through a season in Boston, you're pretty successful, and you think that you're a contributor to the success of a team, and to look at it, you know, it takes you a little bit to understand as a player. You have to get past the personal effects of being traded and look at the big picture that, you know, this is a business, and you know, sometimes trades are done for other reasons, whether it's for the immediate future or for long-term future. And I was caught off guard, but you know, at this age, I'm 36. I offer something different to a team. They're familiar with me here, and maybe it just works out the best.
It seems like in hockey in general, compared to other sports, that something about this sport where teams trade, you get traded, and then you come back. What do you think that is?
Well, I left in 2006 not via trade. It was a contract opportunity in New York. Obviously, did not work out well for me in New York, but it was a successful run, I think, in Boston as part of a building process there. But I do know that, you know, you never burn bridges. You embrace all the great opportunities you had in every team, and I've had some great experiences here in Carolina, and I think it's. You know, it's always easy to bring a player back where you've been in a successful situation. We won a Stanley Cup. I'm older. I think I can convey even more now to some of the younger players and work with them. So I think it's a good situation overall for hopefully for them and for me. I evaluate it as a great opportunity.
You mentioned being familiar with a lot of the core guys who won the Cup. How much easier does that make it for you coming back to the team? Those guys are still here.
Very. You know, I'm familiar with the environment. There's no getting acclimated to the city of Raleigh or understanding, you know, I know the majority of the media. I have great friends, great relationships within the organization and outside in the community. So there's no transition needed there. I think in terms of the on-ice play, I'm familiar with Mo when he was here before Peter Laviolette. You know, we played in the last series. I don't know exactly, you know, it's a little bit of a game of chess in the playoffs. You manipulate your system, but I'm pretty familiar with the system they play here. And again, you look at it from the perspective you want to be a contributor, make an easy transition to a situation where there is success. You just want to continue that success and hopefully propel it forward. And for me, that's the approach I'm going to take.
Obviously, you were hoping to win the series against the Kings. What was your impression of the Kings watching last year?
Well, it's you know, you see what success is going to be achieved when teams put their mind to it. I think they were out of the playoffs at some point, and they went on a string of victories. I think we watched it. I think every team watched in amazement how well Carolina was doing in the playoffs. So the series against New Jersey was made quite an impression on the league. And I think that, you know, I was joking with some people on the golf course today when they heard they were playing the Boston Bruins. They thought it was going to be one way, and obviously it turned out another way. So it's another indication of the success that you see here in Carolina. It's not a kind of flash in the pan organization. It's an organization that's building, ever evolving, and they're looking forward to growing their younger talent. They've obviously been pretty successful. Wasn't asked yet. Knew it was coming. So if I take a sarcastic approach to this one and just okay, I'll just so if Wax is watching any of these, tell him that I still have practice. I can get him back in practice. But, you know what? Those are things that happen during the game. It's water under the bridge. It's I'm on his team now, and I've known him for a while. There's a lot of emotion involved in playoffs, both in the media end of it and playing the game, and some things can't exactly be said in the moment. I think that I'll see Scott Walker when he comes in and shake his hand. I'll tell him how grateful I am to be here and excited to play with him, and live you the past.
The first time you shake his hand, that means the first chance
he had. I might step on his toes first, but then maybe I'll say something. No. Walker's a good guy. I know he's a good guy. And again, that's something that's in the past.
Looking at that situation for now, was that blown up a little bit too much?
I'm going to go revert back to my 3 or 4 years of college education and take the politically correct avenue, and I'll say that's a question that I'll answer a couple months from now. Not now. I think we should stick with the excitement of me coming back to Carolina. I'll stick with that.
Who are you most looking forward to playing with on the game?
Honestly? I had one guy, I don't know if he'll admit to you that I was talking to him or we were talking to each other, but Ray Whitney. Whitz and I, pretty similar situations in our career, same, pretty close in age. I think I'm a little younger than him. I'll tell him every day that that's the case. But, whether I talked to him once a week or it was a month that went by where I hadn't talked to him, he's a guy that I shared a lot with. And, sometimes you have a link to a guy where you have the memories of the Stanley Cup. And he and I, we went through a season together, and I think we shared a lot together. And he's the guy that I'm most looking forward to talking to first. He's up in the tundra of Alberta right now, so I don't know if they have phones up there. So I'm still waiting for his phone call. Congratulate me, and I'm serving notice. I'm kicking him out of the back of the bus already. So.
Was this trade something you're doing?
Nothing. I had nothing to do with it. Like I said, this came as a complete surprise. I was preparing myself to be with the Boston Bruins next season. You look at it. But the picture as a whole, you think that, we had won the Eastern Conference. We basically placed the highest that the team had in a long time. And you think that you're, in your own evaluation, you're a key component to that success. So I had no thought process or inkling that I was moving on.
One of the things, I don't know if you've been keeping track of the Kings here, one of the things that maybe they were hoping to add was defensive tenacity, physicality. What part of that do you bring?
I still play physical. I think what happens with a defenseman is as you age, you get more mature in your approach to the game. And maybe you're a little more analytical of the game. You have a better grasp of all the players because you played against them so often. The position becomes more second nature. And that's what I rely upon a little more. I'm not a flashy guy. I think I'll block shots. I'll do what's asked of me. If you ask me to work with a young guy, I work with a young guy. One night I'm asked to play against the top line, maybe second line. I'll do whatever's asked me, and I think that's the approach I'm taking coming in here. So right here, over here. Well, we have the same agent, so I talked to him this morning, and I just want to know if he had any inkling of this trade, and he said that he didn't, so... But he also mentioned that I might be playing with Pitchman. And I think it's you look at us in a situation that we may have complementary styles. I may allow him to be a little more risky in his approach to the game. He's a quite gifted skater, offensively talented, and maybe where I fall in and my role with Zdeno Chara was to kind of put him in a situation to be successful, give him the puck at all opportunities. I'm talking about Zdeno Chara. Maybe that's the same approach to take with a Pitchman or whoever my partner is. Just be old, reliable, be back there in a position. Sound positioning, smart play, and that's more or less the approach I'll take.
Have you had a chance to talk with Jim Rutherford?
Briefly. I don't know. I don't know if I'm a pretty excitable guy, and when I finally got to talk to Jim, I was thrilled. some relief. There's a little bit, and I'll be honest, there's a little bit of disappointment when you get traded from Boston, because it was a great sports town. I was really enjoying it, and I've formed quite a great bond with my teammates. So you have to seesaw it with the fact that now you know you're very familiar with the town. This is where I'm going to retire. When I'm done, I'm living here. I love everything about it. So my conversation with Jim was, I don't know how much I let him get in. Just tell him how excited I was, and Jim maybe got a breath in there, and I talked over him again. But it was, I don't know, the conversation was quite short for him, but long-winded for me. So it was good. We talked about it and said that we'll get together next week and have some conversation.
Back on the roster, another guy with the last name Gordon.
Yeah. Well, you can have it. You can have it. I don't know. The fact that... you know, it's one of those things where he's well established here, and he's, I think, the backbone of this team, the goaltender, and whatever makes him be successful, whatever allows him to be successful, whether it's a superstitious something or having a nickname, he can have it. It starts with goaltending usually.
How close is the team to getting back to the Cup?
Honestly, tough question to answer, because it's so much of success of the team is derived from the chemistry in the locker room, the cohesiveness of the team. So I don't know, it's too early. I've been away for just about 3 years, and I think it goes with coaching. Coaches figure it out, management figures out what type of chemistry you need in the locker room, and I think it's up to the players and those that have the ability to maybe orchestrate some of the team functions and get the closeness there. I think it's up to them. So if you look at Arati, again, I'm coming from the outside in and coming in to make an easy transition, so I don't know if I can offer you a intelligent analysis of exactly what's possessing that locker room right now. But there's a lot of skill and a lot of youth. That's two positives right there.
Do you expect to have an Andy jersey? Do you want to have an Andy jersey?
Again, I come in with no expectations. Right now, I just want to go in and, first things first is I've been skating the last 3 weeks with Roddy at the rec zone, and now I maybe feel a little more comfortable to start getting on this case about his age now that I know he's definitely older than me. But, I just want to come in and make an easy transition. I don't come in with expectations, just prepare myself for training camp, I think September 12th, somewhere around there, put him on the spot, and then go from there. It's one thing that showed me in Boston it was essential is to get a quick start in the league, get some victories under your belt, establish yourself in the division, and I think that's what I'm thinking about. If they ask me to take a leadership role, absolutely, I'll embrace it. If they don't, there's other things to be done without a letter of New Jersey.
How much did they give up in the bank?
Tons. Well, honestly, I keep getting asked this question. I'm 36 years old right now, but I came out of the season feeling better than I ever have. I mean, I'm on the ice right now. I'm 3 weeks into it right now. Most guys, if you're mentally exhausted or you're physically beaten up, you're going to wait till end of July, beginning of August. Right now, I'm so physically ready to play and feel great about it that there's no question. I don't want to start showing my hand, but I'm not going to deny that I don't look beyond this year. I wouldn't mind playing further on into past 37, maybe. Not Chelios. 47, I hope that I'm still with my kids, spending time there. But yeah, I don't think I see the light in the tunnel quite yet.
You mentioned how much fun it is in Boston. It's almost another good thing, though, to come back here. Not always in the microscope, every shift, every play, being scrutinized.
Well, I think there's a level of scrutiny. I mean, it's different maybe there, but I think that without it, I think players may lose that intensity, may lose not the care factor, but it's always good to have some critical level of analysis on the way you play. It keeps guys sharp. It keeps them honest. And there's enough here. This is a well-educated area in the game of hockey, from management to coaching staff to fans to the media. So I'm not worried about you guys calling our bluff if we're floating our way through it.
So you've given us the green light to be overly critical of you
now? No. You gotta look the young guys first. So it starts with goaltending. As a defenseman, I've learned to blame the goalie first.
Okay.
Any more? Fluto, you all set?
Yep, thank you very much, Mike.
All right.